Tech Tuesday. This is Bill Wills, our buddy Agent Derek Meister, the Geek Squad with us. Were you online yesterday shopping?
I was actually online helping people, making sure that they could get online to go shopping.
Yeah, it's a good reminder. If you log on today to your computer and everything is running a bit slow, you may have picked up something yesterday, right?
Yeah, we actually have a firm number of people still, you know, they'll get online, they'll get those emails and text messages and Facebook posts with those crazy deals and too good to be true links in their email inbox. You know, you've heard it 100 times, but the truth is it's still a common way to get scammed or to get viruses. So just be wary of those links that are going to be coming in this time of year.
Looks about a third of the shopping, too, online being done by those your smartphone, a mobile device. So we're, we're very active now. You got to watch, whatever device you're using when it comes to connecting to the web.
You do want to remember that your mobile devices, your smartphones, your tablets, those are vulnerable, too. So you want to make sure that you do get the latest software updates for your smartphone, just like you do for your personal computer, whether it's an Android, iPhone, or Windows Phone. Just make sure that you check the updates in there. And in most cases, it's just a matter of plugging the phone in and then just checking for the updates. It'll do itself automatically in those cases.
Online, you got to enter in the credit card information. You're not a big fan of that company, that site, keeping that info. It is convenient, but they've got the info then, right?
Yeah, you want to make sure that usually when you're actually checking out towards the end, they'll usually offer, hey, we want to make this easy for you. We can remember your credit card info. Usually they'll give you the option, though, to uncheck that. It's just one less bit of your information available in case anybody gets access to your account or somebody just gets access to that server.
Access also with Wi-Fi now, wherever you are, it's public Wi-Fi, so keep that in mind too, right?
Yeah, a lot of people, we've actually seen a lot of people that were literally shopping while they're shopping. In other words, they're at the local mall coffee shop. They want to get a little bit of online shopping while they're sitting there. Just remember that those public Wi-Fi hotspots at coffee shops, libraries, bookstores, that sort of thing, you're actually sharing that network with everyone else at that location. So there's always the possibility of someone watching the data on that network for sensitive information like credit cards, email, passwords, that sort of thing. Kind of treat it the same way you would, kind of preventing somebody from peeking over your shoulder from the table nearby. So just be careful of what you're actually going to do. In most cases, it's a good idea just to go in. You can usually go into your phone settings and turn off that public Wi-Fi. Use that cellular data. That's going to be a lot more secure and isolated if you do want to do that online shopping while on the go.
Agent Derek Meister, the Geek Squad. I got time for one more tip. You sent me a note on what we're talking about, and this is a good reminder. When it comes to a passcode on like your phone, if you don't have that protected, look, this time of the year, everybody's looking to pick up something literally, and even your phone, somebody would like to get their hands on, right?
Yeah, you want to make sure that you do put a passcode on the phone because those are still valuable devices. But you also want to make sure that on most of them, you go into your settings and look for any additional settings like find my phone and that sort of thing on the iPhones. What those allow you to do is actually set it up so that not only do you have a passcode on the device, you can also then remote wipe it. To be honest, in a lot of cases, once a phone is gone, it's gone. But it's still your data on there that you want to protect. So what that allows you to do is that once you know that you can't find that phone, you can actually send a command remotely. So as soon as the phone reconnects to the network, it's going to wipe all your data on it. In a lot of cases now, that actually makes it so that the phone is useless for that thief. And that actually, in the end, will slowly start to help reduce the incentive to steal those phones.
Agent Derek Meister, the Geek Squad, on Twitter, we follow you how?
I'm actually on Twitter as Agent3012. And, of course, you can follow Geek Squad on both Facebook and Twitter. And for those of you that are now waiting for your gifts to arrive, we'll actually, once they do, just visit geeksquad.com/tech-tips. We actually have a lot of how-to videos and setup tips for a lot of the really popular gifts this year.
Tech Tuesday with our buddy Agent Derek Meister, the Geek Squad. Good stuff. Thank you, pal.
Thank you.